Scripture reading, John chapter 3, verses 25 through 29a. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who is with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him." To this, John replied, "A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him.' The bride belongs to the bridegroom." Devotional. John the Baptist exhibited great courage and integrity in embracing his God-given purpose despite the pressure all around him. He was clear that a person can receive only what is given them from heaven. John chapter 3, verse 27. God invites us to live with a similar integrity, even when we pay a price for doing so. Civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks offers a stunning example of this. Rosa Parks was an African-American woman living in the segregated South in the 1950s. She was tired of pretending everything was fine when it was not. Author Parker Palmer describes what became a history-changing moment, both for her and the civil rights movement. On December 1, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, Rosa Parks did something she was not supposed to do. She sat down at the front of a bus in one of the seats reserved for whites, a dangerous, daring, and provocative act in a racist society. When asked, "Why did you sit down at the front of the bus that day?" Rosa Parks did not say that she sat down to launch a movement. She said, "I sat down because I was tired." But she did not mean that her feet were tired. She meant that her soul was tired, her heart was tired. Her whole being was tired of playing by racist rules, of denying her soul's claim to selfhood. Rosa Parks made a decision that day to no longer live divided. She would no longer submit on the outside to laws and to a culture that contradicted the truth of her integrity on the inside. God invites us to live divided no more as well. When we do, we, and ultimately everyone around us, experience a newfound freedom. Question to consider. Here are some signs that we are living a divided life, a life without integrity. We care too much what others think. We spin the truth, exaggerate, or lie to make ourselves look better. We blame others rather than take responsibility for our words and actions. We avoid confrontation. We say yes when we prefer to say no. Which of these characteristics, if any, might be true of you? What makes it difficult for you to live with integrity in this area of life? Prayer. Father, I want to live out my true self, to live undivided. I ask that you fill me with the same supernatural power that raised Jesus from the dead, so that I can make even a small Rosa Parks decision today. A decision to not pretend everything is fine when it is not. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.